Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing a message entitled, How to Be Led by God. And I believe everyone who really loves Jesus, that's their heart's desire. They want to know God's will for their lives. They want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And I believe, as beloved, as we seek the Lord's face, as we desire to be led more and more by Him, as we increase our sensitivity to His precious Holy Spirit, I believe our lives are going to be filled with a greater joy, a greater satisfaction, a greater sense of purpose, and even adventure. You know, within each one of us, I don't care how old you are, there's a desire for adventure. You know, we're a strange mixture, aren't we? Part of us doesn't like change. We like the comfort and security of our daily regimen, and yet there's a part of us that certainly longs for excitement and adventure. And in the Lord, we can have all of those things. I'm convinced heaven's going to be the most wonderful place. We'll never be bored there. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is with us right now to teach and train us how to live in those eternal experiences that are awaiting us, and we can have the kingdom. In fact, Jesus said the kingdom is already within us. It is righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. And so, beloved, as we seek to be led by the Lord more, as we surrender and submit ourselves to Him, as we allow the Holy Spirit, His great grace and power, to cause us to mortify or put to death the deeds of the flesh, the things that really make us unhappy. Sometimes we feel like we're a servant or a slave to the things of habit patterns, for example, the things that have been part of our lives, all of our lives. And yet, beloved, the Holy Spirit is in the process of transforming you. He will do it. If some of you are listening now and you feel so discouraged and defeated in terms of your own self, things that you've wanted to do for the Lord, things that you've wanted to see changed in your life, and you've fallen again and again and again, beloved, get up. Don't give up, but get up and know that as many times, as seven times, a righteous man will fall, but the Lord will pick him up. He will, when you sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto you. That's what Micah says. So, beloved, just know that God, in every situation of your life, you may be in a place right now, things are going pretty well, but you really want God's will and His leading in the events of your day-to-day life. Some of you are in a place of crisis. Some of you are in a place of great decisions, and you're really crying out to God, Lord, what shall I do? You know, the choices we make in this life are very, very important. Some of them have lifelong consequences and eternal consequences. Some are not so major, but the point is, God knows best for you and I, and that's why we have to seek Him. And so what I've sort of gone on a bit, but in terms of yesterday's broadcast, what I was attempting to do was to show you through the statutes that the Lord set up under the old covenant, there were ways of leading His people, and He did that. Of course, there was the written law that He had given to Moses. There was the word of the Lord through the prophets. all that time, up until about 400 years, and the time, you know, Malachi was the last book of the Bible, and there was a silence, if you will, of 400 years where the Lord wasn't speaking, but he did lead through his prophets, and he also led, as we find in various references in Scripture, that he led through the Urim and the Tumim, which were sort of mysterious yet very tangible ways that God led his people as they sought the Lord, and the high priest was able to give God's answer, if you will. There's no description of them. It's like we're supposed to know what they are, and maybe God had that intended so that we will begin to understand what they did and to find application for our own lives. And there's great application, exciting application, for the New Testament believer. So what we were looking at yesterday, the Hebrew root word for Urim was Or, and Tom for Tumim. The letters I-M at the end, in the Hebrew, it means the plural of the root word preceding it. So therefore, the Urim are lights, fires, and brilliant glows. The Tumim refers to truths, perfections, and completeness. Now, the Urim and Tumim were not only employed in Israel's history during periods of wars and in life and death situations, but they were used almost daily by the high priest in the judgment of individual problems which continually arose among the people. They acted, if you will, kind of as a dispute settler, because when someone came to the priest, they were able to get an answer. Now, what I would like to do is turn over to Numbers, the 27th chapter. Let me just get over there. Numbers 27, and I'm going to start reading at verse 18. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take thee Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thine hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. And he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Now, during the lifetime of Moses, the Urim and Tumim was not used much during Aaron's lifetime, because God spoke directly to Moses, especially concerning Israel's most weighty matters. Israel, under Joshua's leadership, however, was to find most of their guidance through Eleazar's inquiries through the Urim. Remember, God instructed Moses to set, this was Joshua, before Eleazar the priest, and he said, He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord, and at his word they shall go out, his word they shall come in. So Joshua, who had tremendous military ability, was not to rely on his own wisdom in strategizing campaigns in the Promised Land. Rather, he was asked to go to the Eleazar, the high priest, and ask military counsel of the Lord through him. Now, what does this speak to our hearts today? Oh, that we would have leaders, amen, in this nation where they would actually seek the wisdom of God in their affairs. And also, beloved, for our individual lives, how important it is for us to daily seek God for His will in our lives. Now, let's look at Joshua, the 7th chapter, verse 10. Here we see Joshua had fallen on his face to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening, and he said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites? What had happened was the defeat at Ai. And in verse 10, the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up, wherefore thou liest upon thy face. Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen, and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. And of course, we understand this was the time that Jericho was taken and that Achan had taken of the accursed thing. And so in the morning, the Lord told them to bring the tribes before the Lord, and the Lord shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the households which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And so we see that as they did this, it was probable that Joshua made use of the Urim and Thummim in discovering the sin of Achan. Out of a whole nation of people, the one who sinned would be singled out in an unmistakable way. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes. It shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And, of course, then it was man by man. So that's how they determine, through the use of the Urim, that who was the guilty party. And in 1 Samuel, the 10th chapter, verses 17 through 21, I won't take the time to read it, but this is regarding Israel's first king, Saul, and he was chosen in this manner. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. When he had caused the tribe of Ben to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. So we see that this was used in some very important decisions to determine God's will for the people at that time. Well, I just glanced at the clock and my time has just sped away, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. So I invite you to come and join me as we continue to share the word of the Lord. And on tomorrow's broadcast, we'll find how this all applies to our lives. So don't miss this. This will be a blessing to you. Thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to write, share those prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.